Now on the phone line with us, patiently waiting, is Jackie Vakes at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, good afternoon, Todd.
All right, so let's go through some of these numbers from the United States Department of Agriculture. USDA lowered the carryout for corn at 1.331 billion bushels, but corn didn't respond that way for the whole time today, did it?
No, it certainly didn't. I'm quite certain we have a lot of people who are very, very unhappy right at this stage of the game, thinking that, you know, that report was really very bullish looking on the face, but a person had to be concerned as we headed into the report and you saw how strong the numbers were, that an awful lot of variables were being built in, and I think ultimately that's what we saw. And, you know, how can corn go a lot higher when you've got wheat drifting lower? You know, wheat had the poorest report out of anybody when it comes to the U.S. and the world both. And so I just think it's unrealistic to believe that you're going to get a big push higher on corn unless it's got wheat as its support.
So it does not have wheat as its support. What did those numbers look like for wheat?
Well, when you look at the numbers, they did lower the amount of imported wheat by about 5 million bushels, but then they turned around and lowered feed usage by 30 million, and therefore it added 25 million onto the carryout. Now, if you look at the current wheat acreage that we've got, ran a couple numbers, and if you look at demand remaining where it is, if we come in at 44 bushels, we get a carryout of 516, a little lower than where we are. 46.8, we got a carryout of 645, 47.5, a carryout of 676. So there's a lot of question there. I think when you look in general, the El Nino that we've got working at the moment is rather bullish for wheat, especially in Australia and in the southern plains, you know, because that we should have dry periods there, which wheat rather likes. And so I think in general that's just all coming around and in the background is what it is.
All right, so something to wait for. And in the mean space, corn went lower for the day. Do you expect it to continue that way when trade resumes this evening?
Well, to be honest with you, I do. I know I talked with Dave about this earlier, but I think it's important. We looked at the last seven April reports that were trending up going into the report for corn. And when you looked at that, basically what you saw happen was on the day of the report, anything could happen, higher or lower. But after the report, 86% of the time corn traded lower, 14% it traded sideways. And so, you know, it's a circumstance where, you know, will it follow that trend? It certainly has that in place. That's since 2003 is what we look back at. And so, you know, it's just a situation where I think the trade is waiting to see when the funds will blink, okay? At the moment, the funds have been big buyers. The traditional funds are long going into the growing season, and they're 284,000 long corn this morning, 193,000 long beans, 48.5 long wheat. Well, if you look at that, and you look at a chart on where they've been, back in 2013, we went to 370 long and on corn, and in 11-12, we went to 440 long. So can they go longer? Certainly, but they didn't do that when we were coming into the growing season. They did it after we were into it. On beans, they went to 250,000 back in 12-13, and on wheat, the longest we've ever been is 63,000, and that was back in 11-12. And I'm talking all the way back to 1995. You know, so these are numbers that have some real history behind them. And I just think what you're seeing is the fund-following people are waiting to see if the funds are actually going to step aside. I think the funds were disappointed in the numbers this morning. They wanted something bigger than that. And, you know, the black box is bought on the open. But, boy, it sure didn't take long for it to back down.
All right. So when you look at the bean numbers in greater detail, where does it tell you that marketplace is headed?
Well, you know, if you look at the U.S. numbers, they increased the imports by 30 million, which I don't think anybody was surprised by that. That crush went down by 5 million. Seed by 4 million, but exports went up by 50. And at 1.58, we're still not high enough for where we stand. So I would expect that most everyone will be looking for more imported beans to be added to the balance sheet when we get into next month's trade. I just don't believe they're going to take us much lower than where we are. We don't want to be an unreliable supplier. And then when you look at the world numbers, you know, Brazil lost a million metric tons. So production went down at the world numbers. Crush went down just a little bit. Other went down a little bit. And, and yet we still ended up dropping the carryout by 1.2 million metric tons. So in general, you know, the bean circumstances, just how many beans are going to come into the U.S. from Brazil is going to be the big question. I'm sure that's going to be on everyone's mind.
Well, we'll have to try to answer that one later, too. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You, too. That is Jackie Vick. She's with Stuart Peterson, joins us here on this Wednesday afternoon.